Pickaxe.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hello and welcome to the Eurogamer Newscast, and this week we're discussing the biggest Xbox leak in history. We're looking ahead to the Switch 2's potential launch lineup. We're asking why there are so many industry layoffs, or at least that's what I would be saying. If you're listening to the Eurogamer Newscast, hello, I'm Tom, Eurogamer's editor and host of our weekly discussion podcast, where we break down the biggest gaming news stories and share insight from our news reporting team. Head to your favorite podcast app now to listen. Just search Eurogamer Newscast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. 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 Thank you. Thank you for returning once again.
Lucy's had a gin and tonic.
To the the trench of knowledge where news goes to die. The rotting carcasses of stupid news that Simon has plucked, dredged from the deeps. And is bringing to us now to share with you and I.
I'm digging a hole to find mineral deposits of news.
Only you're finding coprolites.
Right, yeah, okay.
Fossilized shit.
Yeah.
That should never have been dug up. But you think it's gold. And maybe it is. Someone will buy it. People will buy any old shit, weren't they? They're idiots.
Thank you for watching / listening to this, by the way, on a completely unrelated note. So, Lewis, have you heard about the monolith that appeared in San Francisco?
I haven't.
A couple of years ago, a year and a bit ago.
A monolith. Like from 2001.
Yeah. A great monolith appeared. I don't know if there's a picture of it. I hope there is. Yeah. There's a picture on Twitter.
Now, when you say monolith, it could be anything. It could be tiny.
I mean, it looks massive. It looks like the size of a skyscraper.
Fucking gigantic looking. Or that could just be false perspective.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is false perspective. It's made of gingerbread.
A giant gingerbread stelly. Stella? Stell? Steel? Don't know how to pronounce it. I've seen it. I don't spell it, though. They have them. We've nicked them from everywhere.
Obelisk.
Remember? Obelisk, yeah. There's one in, there's a bunch of them we stole from across the country, the world.
Oh, God.
Back in the colonial days.
Yeah. Put them in our museums.
Or in our town squares, yeah. People probably want them back, and we should give them back. If we got one of your stellies, let us know.
Stelly?
Yeah, we'll send them back. But this one, obviously, we didn't nick.
Some
made of gingerbread.
Pictures with a rainbow and shit.
A gingerbread monolith.
Gingerbread monolith.
So someone has built a tower of gingerbread.
7 foot tall.
7 foot tall.
7 foot tall in San Francisco.
So not... I mean, again, like if I was to think monolith, 7 feet, I think that's the minimum I would give.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's got to be taller than the man, right? You got to... Monolith has got to be big.
Otherwise, it would be a manolith.
Or a mini-lith.
Yeah. That would be even smaller than a man. That's the scale. And then a microlith would be something even smaller than that.
So people weren't sure if it was edible, but it had the texture and the smell of gingerbread.
How did it have the texture? Did they poke it?
Well, no, I mean, you could see just by looking up close to it that it's
right.
Clearly... biscuity looking.
So this was just left, was it, by aliens?
Well, we don't know if it was aliens, but we don't know that it wasn't aliens. So let's just keep an open mind.
Oh, by aliens, I meant...
Mexicans.
Well, I don't know. I don't know who did it. That was a bad joke. Sorry.
It appeared early on Christmas Day.
Oh, that's nice.
On a hilltop in Corona Heights Park.
Don't worry about that. It's bad PR for poor old... They've renamed now to something else. Probably after one of the presidents. Madison.
A local resident went for a run in the early morning.
Pick one. You could name anything after one of the old presidents, and it would be fine.
What? President? Why are you talking about presidents?
Well, they can't call it... It's like calling it Hitler Heights.
What?
They got to change it.
What are you talking
Corona,
about?
It's got bad connotations.
It just means crown.
No, but nowadays, people are like, I'm not going to go to Corona Heights Park. I'm going to get Corona. I'm going to get COVID.
No one thinks that. No one thinks that.
Not anymore. No, because it's now COVID now.
They're still selling Corona beer.
But
and
back in the
like,
day, do you remember we were doing this...
With a bit of lime in it.
When Corona started. We mentioned on this very podcast it.
What did we do? Did we start it?
I don't know if we started it, but we were definitely...
Ground floor.
I think we were joking about it as if it was a thing that was going to be in the world. Oh, no.
Ananda Sharma.
That's a great name.
It's a beautiful name. They went for a run early in the morning, thought they saw a big post, ran closer to it, and was immediately hit by a wall...
Of chai scent, spiced
of the
air,
delicious
aroma of
cinnamony,
sweet,
gingery,
subtle, tangy. Christmas Day, a Christmas Day run.
What a beautiful thing for Christmas, though, a gingerbread monolith.
I like it. So it looks like, I mean, we saw a picture, but it looks like plates, like square plates.
Yeah.
Joined together with
icing to hold it into place.
I was going to say cement.
Icing is the glue. Like when you make a gingerbread house.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. You use plates of gingerbread.
Yeah.
And they obviously
hold it together with icing.
Had this kind of... It's quite a basic structure.
Yeah. Not very fancy.
No, it's not the gingerbread Taj Mahal.
No, it looks like a skyscraper gingerbread house, but without any windows.
It looks like a Minecraft gingerbread pillar.
It looked a bit like... what was it called? The Jaffa Factory.
Right, yes.
Without any windows.
But brown.
Just, a bit like that.
If there was a gingerbread house in the woods, and there was...
We've got a ghost. We've got a poltergeist.
There was a... Don't worry, it's friendly. If you were lured to it...
I can feel a presence.
By...
I was just Vin Diesel.
And
okay.
Some sort of...
What is this question you've spent the last 2 minutes to ask?
Would you eat the walls of a gingerbread house? Or lick them?
If it was just outside in a public park...
In a mire.
I would not eat it.
In a dank bog. You're in a bog.
Okay, I'm picturing that episode of Bottom when they're on Wimbledon Common.
Simon, to my gingerbread house. It's full of treats and Jaffas.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yes, come with me.
Okay.
This way.
All right, off I go.
Welcome to my house.
Oh, wow, it's really nice. It smells
look
wonderful.
Look at my lovely walls made of gingerbread. Why don't you just eat them?
Well, what about your house, though?
What about it?
Well, I'm worried that if I just indiscriminately, you know, eat a part of a wall of your house, the whole building might collapse.
Oh, yes. Well, that's load-bearing there.
Okay, well, I'll avoid that one.
And that's a key structural element.
All right, I'll avoid that. But what's a safe bit?
This one we're going to knock through anyway.
Oh, okay.
So
oh, right, I
chow
see.
Chow down.
So...
It's cool now to have a whole open plan.
Oh, now that I look at it,
witch's cottage.
You've got, like, a kitchen behind that wall, and you
yes,
want to break
oven,
it through...
Yes, the oven, and it's going to be a combined
open
dining room lounge.
That's pretty nice. That's pretty nice.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay. All right, well...
We'll get stuck
how
in.
How am I going to eat it, though? Because it's just like a massive wall.
Just with your hands.
I can punch. Shall I punch it and break a bit off?
Just go for it. Go
for it. Ow! It's really hard.
What?
My hand. Help. Help, please.
Are you all right? You bleeding?
My hand.
Don't worry, I've got a bandage here.
It's always made out of gingerbread.
A gingerbread bandage.
No, God.
Just eat it off once it feels better.
Oh, that's not good. It will get infected.
No, gingerbread's a natural antiseptic.
Oh, like honey?
And...
Lemon.
Lemon. Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Sure.
Do you know what, though? We can make it specially sterilized by heating it up. So there's if I open the oven.
All right, it's a very large oven you've got here.
You can just climb straight in.
Okay.
And just hold your hand up to the heating elements
for a few moments. Do you want me, you want me to get fully into the oven?
Yeah, if you just take all your clothes off first.
Wait. What? Wait, this isn't a sex thing, is
it? No, it's just
because
for sterilization.
If it is, I'm down for it. I'm going to be honest.
Oh, right.
You're
well,
quite a good-looking witch. I mean, woman.
Thank you. I do work hard on my look. I use gingerbread face masks.
Oh, is that why you've got this greenish tinge to your skin?
Mm.
It's very nice. It's positively glowing. You're radiant.
Thank you. That's the magic.
Magic?
Yes, the witch's magic.
Oh.
It makes all of this possible.
Oh, you are a witch, then?
Yes.
Okay.
Hence the warts and the green.
I remember there was a story about a witch.
Really? I'm flattered that you've heard of me.
Yeah, it had a gingerbread house in it, now that I think about it.
What happened in that story?
Wait, hang on. There was a kid... Wait, Jeremy Renner...
Was he a chubby...
Got diabetes.
Chubby kid.
Yeah, yeah.
He was the one who ate my entire...
Sorry, he got sugar sickness.
Conservatory.
Oh, yeah.
You saw the ruins out back.
Oh, the conservatory
he
was made of...
He went through that like a bulldozer.
Was it called crystalline sugar?
Yes. Took me ages to make that into those plates.
Because it's got to be like at the exact right temperature.
Anyway, take your clothes off.
Yeah.
Pop them off. Pants as well.
Okay.
Right. I'll deal with those. Into the oven. Hold it up. Thank you.
Hold what up?
Hold this sprig of
rosemary. Yeah.
And put this apple in your mouth.
Okay.
Clunk. What a joy it was having Simon round for dinner.
Hello?
You right in there? Oh, I haven't turned it on. Hang on.
Very long in here. Very long.
Is that someone at the door? It's my Amazon. I better get it. You stay there, Simon. You look fine.
What did you order? What was a witch order from Amazon
a
Prime?
A Kindle.
Oh.
Because of the bundle of sticks. I don't know.
You could probably get all the Brothers Grimm stories for free on
Amazon Fire.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's a gingerbread monolith. I don't know if there's much to this story.
There's not.
I think you saved
the person
this episode.
Who bought the gingerbread all the way up to a hill and built it.
I think it probably wasn't one person.
I'm surprised that local wildlife hasn't ruined it immediately.
Yeah, because I'm trying to think, what do they have in California? They have mountain lions, right?
Well, I mean, we have...
Do mountain lions like gingerbread?
I recorded a seagull yesterday
Did you get its permission?
I didn't.
Didn't sign anything, like a thing saying it's okay for you to use it.
Well, I won't share it in that case. I'll just tell you about it.
All right, just tell me about it.
There was a dog poo bin with a single dog poo in. And it was very keen to get... It had the plastic. So the dog poo was wrapped in plastic. Okay, because it was getting into the bottom of the bin and it was trying to break through. It was properly making an effort to get at that.
Oh, my God.
Desperate. And I knew that eventually... Because it thought it must have been something nice, but...
Did it not realise that it was a turd?
I didn't stay long enough for the moment where that pigeon broke through.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine if you just spent like an hour just there waiting for it? I want to get this on video. This is going to go so viral.
Just the moment a seagull realizes that it spent an hour chewing through plastic to get to a dog poo. But that's what animals do.
I don't know what I was I knew it was going to be something grim because it involved a seagull and they're fucking disgusting and they will eat anything, including other seagulls.
I mean, they're not
rats.
Fussy.
Sick.
And so the gingerbread monolith is a veritable feast. Do you know what I mean?
Do they have seagulls in San Francisco?
I mean, do they have rats, don't they?
Don't they have those giant
You're not
fucking,
supposed to leave stuff out.
What
are
those giant birds they got there?
Eagles.
They got giant birds that, like...
Big bird.
They flap their arms and they sort of bask in the sun. Have you not seen...
Keep going.
They sort of, you know, they wave. Quite majestic, but also quite sort of ugly-looking birds.
Like an albatross.
They're very large. They got big wings.
Anyway, I'm just concerned...
Let us know in the comments
about pest,
what this fucking bird
pest
is.
Control that you're trying to think of.
Yeah.
Let us know. Read Simon's mind.
Yeah.
And tell him.
Well, they're famous.
What bird he's thinking
they're
of.
Famous,
the famous
birds.
Bird.
They're famous for
just
being.
Treat it like
in,
a little bit of a pub quiz.
They're famous for being in San Francisco.
Are
if
they?
If you go down to the piers, these fucking things are everywhere.
Right. Sea lions.
Yeah, that's the one.
I thought it was.
Sea lions. Not a bird, is it?
Well, I didn't know what you were thinking of.
Wings.
You were just doing this. So, pests.
Right.
You're not supposed to leave out because of rats. Do you know what I mean? You can't throw anything on the floor anymore.
Because of the rats.
Because someone will say, the rats will eat that. They're going to get rats now.
You know, sometimes, you know, it's a bit late at night. It's too late to really eat a proper meal. Just put a bit of toast on. But then as I'm buttering it, I'm a little bit too rough with the knife. The toast goes flying off the counter, lands on the floor. A rat grabs it, scurries out.
Exactly.
Like, you motherfucker! It's my toast!
Yeah.
That was my supper!
That's illegal, actually, what you've just done there.
Really?
Yeah. You could be arrested.
For assisting a rat mm-hmm. in eating toast.
Aiding and abetting.
Aiding and abetting a rat in the theft of toast.
A rat in the consumption of...
Yeah.
Of snackery, of late night snackery.
It's actually really bad to give rats toast.
Is it?
Yeah. you want to give them, don't give them peas.
Right.
Just give them peas. They love that. It's healthy.
So this is what I told you about the ducks. Yeah. You remembered something I told you. Oh. I'm flattered at the same time I'm mocked.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons & Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long-forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season, or arc, has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you around the table.
Hey, Lewis.
Is this more animal? Is this animal news now?
You were worried about... like vermin.
I was.
And
feeding them.
And that it might be dangerous
and
to leave food out.
And the humble grey squirrel. I know a lot of middle class people who are angry still at the grey squirrel for invading our homeland.
Right.
And replacing the red squirrel.
Okay.
Because the grey squirrels, they say, are just rats with tails. But I think they're quite cute. And actually, if you go to Brandon Park, you can just bring some nuts with you or whatever you got going, and they
Skips,
will come up to you.
KP Skips.
They love
the
those.
Prawn cocktail flavoured potato snack.
Whatever you got.
Yeah.
Not Twiglets, though. I don't like the Marmite. But
okay.
They will come up right up to you and snatch those motherfuckers straight out of your hands. I saw one the other day in a tree letting out the most unholy cacophony you've ever heard.
Well, from its asshole, was it farting?
No, it was...
Because of all the skips
maybe
feeding it.
Well, maybe it was in pain. It sounded like it was in pain. I've never heard it anything like it in my life. Have you ever heard a squirrel just like squeaking?
Can you do an...
Where's my phone?
No. Do an impression of it. Do an impression.
It was like... I originally thought it was a bird.
Brace yourselves,
a weird bird.
Okay.
It was like... It's like that. Okay? I don't know where that noise came from, but that's pretty much what it sounded
okay.
like. It was loud.
Yeah.
It was... It was more broken up than that. I think it was.
And then you look behind the bush.
I was listening to something different. Oh, You're right.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe you shouldn't have mentioned. That was a mistake.
I assume that's nowadays. Oh. It's a big thing. All. I think.
Well, this is going to be cut. This is going to be cut.
Anyway, no. Also, I don't think. I think it's mostly.
Remember, we were talking about squirrels, not. The story's not.
It's about it now.
It's about squirrels.
Anyway, it sounded like.
Or if you're American, squirrels.
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 So no, it was awful, and noise pollution.
Right.
It was upsetting.
Did you report him to the council?
I didn't. I filmed it with my phone.
Right.
I'll send you the film. Can you hear that?
Angry little bastard.
That's pretty loud, right? Pretty loud. Because I was thinking it was a bird. And I was like, I looked up and it's a fucking squirrel doing that.
So what you're saying is squirrels are evil.
I'm just saying that maybe we should watch out for them.
Well, I think you might be right, Lewis, because there was this squirrel. It's been nicknamed Stripe, which is one of the evil gremlins. From the Gremlins movies.
Gremlins.
Movie.
Yeah.
And apparently it's gone on a... It's described as a psycho squirrel. Went on 48-hour rampage. Leaves 18 people injured.
Right. What is this? It's like The Hangover or something. 48-hour rampage?
So it was in Wales.
First of all...
Hello?
Here's my problem.
Mm.
One, just fucking leave it alone.
Like, yeah, don't mess with it.
It's not going to injure anyone unless they're fucking with it. It's like, what?
He indiscriminately attacked pensioners' children and pets, launching himself at people as they put out bins and even chasing people down streets.
Oh my God, he was fucking with people. People were left bitten, bruised and bleeding. A few even needed tetanus jabs. One person writing on Facebook said, "Warning! Vicious squirrel that attacks, has bitten me, attacked my friend, and multiple other people. It's also attacked my two Bengals."
Well, tigers.
"Who fear nothing. And my neighbour's Bengal cats."
What? What the fuck is going on?
How many Bengal cats are there?
They got Bengal. Why has everyone got these fucking fancy-ass cats?
"Dare not go out." What? That guy's been, like, completely savaged.
What part of his body is that? What is that? Is that his arm, his leg?
His face.
But it's very badly bruised. And a finger with a bite in.
Oh, that's a pretty savage bite.
"This squirrel is not very nice at all. Just had me when collecting my recycling bags. Let's just say it had me good and proper, little shit."
Fucking hell, is that 65-year-old Corinne Reynolds, known locally as the Bird Lady? She was brilliant. She was feeding...
It's because she looks like a bird.
She has been feeding the squirrel since the summer. She's keeping it alive.
That's her friend, the Stripe, the squirrel.
You can tell she's a bird lady because she's wearing a fucking massive jumper shield her from the claws.
Oh, right.
The birds,
okay.
Right? The wild animals know not what they do. They bite you. They will fuck you up. They don't care. They don't love you. They're not your friend.
They're wild. They're wild.
The only way you can protect yourself is with a large woolly jumper. That's what they were made for.
Oh my God. They imprisoned him.
He's now in prison.
By Corinne! That fucking bitch!
The bird traitor!
Woman,
she lured him in and put him in a prison.
Oh, I can't believe she would fucking do this.
Hang on a second. What is this? They've arrested him. What? And he's been put on death row.
She failed to contact animal rescue charities. She asked vets to put him to sleep as it's illegal to release grey squirrels back into the wild.
Yeah.
She then launched a fundraising appeal to pay for the £110 fee.
Well, the death fee. Oh, my God. Well, so first off.
Oh, my God.
I like to think that this squirrel is like, you know those Netflix shows where there's like a murderer? I say, they're all like these real life.
Any mystery,
but
murder
they
mystery
love the
show.
Real life documentaries, right?
Oh, right, yeah.
They love the true story. They go and interview everyone.
Did he?
And what they've got here is they've got like a woman who hunted down this creature that was terrorizing the neighborhood.
Right.
Trapped him. Judge, jury, executioner. Took justice into her own hands. Vigilante, if you like.
What'd she do?
She fucking caught the squirrel and fucking took him to death and had him executed. She might as well have brought the axe down herself. Time. And she's expecting us to pay her.
I thought you
for
was...
murder.
Oh, okay. I thought you were still talking about a fictional.
No, this is no, no on the Netflix. It's all true, right?
Was there all actually a squirrel on the Netflix episode?
What? No, this is going to be 2020.
Oh, right, I get
you. Do you know
you.
What I mean? Like, this is a gold mine. There's like a
so
bunch of producers
confused.
like drooling, thinking how this is going to be the next big money. Next Tiger King, Squirrel Queen.
Bird Lady.
Bird Lady.
Bird Lady, Squirrel Murderer. I love the shows, the sort of real life crime things where they interview the main suspect a whole bunch and he looks really guilty and they bring up all this evidence, but he's completely gotten away with it.
Mm.
But then at some point near the end, he forgets that he's on camera and then he just says, yeah, so I fucking choked the bitch out and murdered her and buried her body in the Nevada desert.
They always
and
do this.
And it's like,
this.
Why do you say this?
I don't know.
Why do they do this?
They want to get caught. You know,
yeah, maybe that's it.
The guilt gets them.
Maybe that's it.
Or they just lazy. They've gotten away from it for so long. That's how most people get caught. It's just they their vigilance drops because they think they've gotten away with it, and that's when they get caught.
Most people get caught because they've gotten away with it for so long that they eventually get caught.
Yeah, it's a circular logic, but it
is that only for murder? Not like shoplifting or like joyriding, graffiti.
I think a lot of these minor things have limits.
Littering.
Statutes of limitation, right?
I've gotten away with littering for so long. That one crisp packet I dropped when I was 7, I thought I got away with it. And then on a peculiar portions, I brought it up as a hypothetical situation.
Oh no, the police are here.
I can't really do the thing anymore.
Hello, hello, hello. What have we here? I hear you've been committing a crime and confessed to the crime.
No, it's all right.
I've got it on video evidence.
No, I don't watch live TV. It's just for when I play the Switch. I don't need a license.
Ah, that's...
Got you, motherfucker. Well, I don't watch iPlayer either, so you can go fuck yourself, prick.
I'm sorry for the miscommunication, sir.
Oh.
And have a nice day.
Oh. Do you want a cup of tea? Jaffa cake?
Oh, you got Jaffa cakes?
Yeah.
You got the Joe-nuts, all the bars? Or...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got a Joe-nut. Do you want a Joe-nut?
Oh, yeah.
Come right ahead. Come into my house.
By all means.
And then I pull out a fucking axe.
That's a very nice axe. Oh, crikey. Wow, you hit me right.
But,
good thing I got this helmet on.
But,
that was a bit of a weird accident.
No, I murder you. I fucking murder
you. I'm
dead,
am I?
You're dead now.
Oh,
right?
That's terribly, terribly awful, sir.
But Lewis... Right, what I do then...
But
right?
I'm not Lewis.
No, you're a dead police officer.
I'm dead.
Back to Lewis.
Okay.
Okay, I've murdered you with the axe.
I'm dead now.
I've got to get rid of the evidence of the axe. What I do...
What about the body?
I just said it was an accident.
An accident. Nice.
I've got to get rid of the murder weapon.
That's the most important thing.
I put it in the oven with some rosemary. I bake it. And then when the police come round, I serve it to them for dinner.
Right.
Checkmate.
This is a flawless plan.
Checkmate.
Yes, Full House.
What? It's a different game, Lewis.
Royal Flush.
Do you know squirrel hell is dog heaven?
Right. Which makes sense.
Yeah, dogs just chasing squirrels.
Do they all
down
like overlap? Do you know what I mean? Like cat heaven is bird hell.
What's squirrel heaven got in it? Just nuts everywhere.
Yeah, and I guess like
that's your hell.
That is my hell. It makes sense. So squirrel heaven is actually
your hell.
What's my heaven then?
Your heaven is just asparagus and giant potatoes everywhere.
Actually,
vegan
is.
Heaven.
That is my heaven.
And you're there with all the other vegans. Hitler's there.
Oh, that's good to know.
Thank you for watching / listening to Peculiar Portions. Oh.